对。
Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 24, Mbombela 27. Die minister van sport, kuns en kultuur, Kate McKenzie, het die noodlottige skietvoorval veroordeel, waarin 'n 42-jarige polisieman sy 22-jarige vriendin, Chesney Patricia Klepper, in Eldorado Park in Gauteng doodgeskiet het. Klepper was 'n lid van die Gautengse misdaadsvoorkomingsbewaarders by Eldorado Park se polisiekantoor. Die beampte is onder polisiebewaking in die Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospitaal na 'n selfmoordpoging.
It is a tragedy. It shouldn't happen. We're going to make sure that the world knows the story. And I want to ask the community not to take the law into their own hands. He needs to go to court. He needs to go and answer for shooting Chesney.
Die stad Tswane sê as gevolg van noodherstelwerk wat aan die hooftoevoer substasie gedoen moet word, sal groot dele van die stad vandag sonder krag sit. Die stadse woordvoerder Sabi Bokaba sê die noodherstelwerk moet gedoen word om 'n groot brand te verhoed. Hy sê die herstelwerk sal hierdie uur begin en sal na verwagting tot 12:00 vanmiddag klaar wees.
The following areas will be affected: Pretoria Central Business District, Sunnyside, Arcadia, Muckleneck, Groenkloof, Marabastad, Pretoria West Industrial Areas, Capital Park, Daspoort, Pretoria Gardens, Hermanstad, Hercules, Innersdale, and Gesina. Residents are urged to always treat all apparatus as life.
Afriforum is bereid om die inligtingsreguleerder se dringende hofaansoek teen te staan om die publikasie van die 2024 matriekuitslae te verhoed. Die groep se Alana Bailey redeneer om die eksamennommers te publiseer sonder die name gee balans tussen privaatheid en die openbare belang.
Ons hou by die standpunt dat die publikasie van die matriekuitslae in almal se belang is en dat dit voldoende beskerming vir die privaatheid van matrikulante bied indien net hulle eksamennommers gebruik word.
Die sekretaris-generaal van die Verenigde Nasies, Antonio Guterres, het kommer uitgespreek oor die naverkiesingsgeweld in Mosambiek. Woordvoerder Stephanie Tremblay sê Guterres beklemtoon die belangrikheid van 'n vredesame oplossing.
The Secretary-General is concerned about the post-election violence which has resulted in loss of lives and the destruction of public and private property. He urges all political leaders to defuse tensions through meaningful dialogue to seek a peaceful resolution to the ongoing crisis.
En in Gauteng word daar vannacht bewolkte weer verwag met buie en geïsoleerde buie. Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 24, Mbombela 27, Emlangeni 24, Polokwane 29, Rustenburg 30 en Verhuizigers Kaapstad 27, Durban en Gqeberha 25 en Bloemfontein 31. Ek is Emile Pienaar, Atsapsroi, dis al minister McKenzie condemns a fatal shooting of Eldorado Park women.
Yeah, one of those new community police guys. Great. Oh boy. Yeah, well, some people just slip through the checks and balances, you know. They can just like bluff their way in. Well, we'll have to wait and see. En die Pretoria story oor die krag tekort alweer vandag. So this is a monster one, and it's going to be from when to when, did you say?
Yeah, so it's starting at 7. They're expecting it to end at 12. But yeah, it's a huge region that's going to be affected.
It is massive, and it's 7 o'clock, like no. Oh, so it's not like 7 o'clock tonight,
no. No, it's now.
Alrighty, so underway at the moment, massive power cuts in order to do urgent herstelwerk transformer of cables of each. But it is massive. I mean, you were mentioning Muckleneuk, Pretoria West, Daspoort, Gesina, Sunnyside, just about everybody's involved here.
Yes.
So please be careful. The power due to come back on, well, according to the Kenners,
expected to conclude at 12.
At midday today. All right, hang in there with us, guys. We'll